USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The United States is building up its military presence in the Philippines amid escalating tensions between China and Taiwan. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has agreed to allow American military troops to be stationed at several bases on the Philippine Islands to expand its presence in the region. Ice storm warnings are in effect for about 12 million people across large portions of Texas, including the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, western Tennessee, northern Mississippi, and much of Arkansas. At least six people in Texas have died since Monday as sleet, snow, and freezing rain snarled road and air travel. The Federal Reserve bumped up short-term interest rates by a quarter percentage point and signaled it was ready to do so again in its meeting in March. The decision Wednesday to raise the Fed's benchmark federal funds rate followed six larger consecutive increases to combat inflation, which hit a 40-year high last year. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
We continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
Power was restored at Los Angeles International Airport, or LAX, Wednesday afternoon after outages at terminals briefly disrupted operations.
According to the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, the outage lasted about 50 minutes when crews on the field were able to reroute power to LAX and restore service. The blackout briefly forced the TSA to stop screening passengers. Those screenings were set to resume after the power came back. The airport had previously advised people that flights could be impacted. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Australia's central bank announced Thursday it will be replacing the image of the $5 bill with an indigenous design instead of a portrait of King Charles III following the transition from currency featuring late Queen Elizabeth II. The $5 bill was the last remaining bill featuring the monarch, though the king will still be featured on coins. Just how bad are things at the southern U.S. border? That's what some members of the House are set to find out.
The House Judiciary Committee calling it a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels told them they're right.
I have personally experienced the good, the bad, and the ugly of being a border county. Currently, this is the ugliest I've experienced.
He said the open border is being exploited by criminals and border crimes are at an all-time high. But El Paso County, Texas Judge Ricardo Samaniego disagreed. He called it a false racist narrative.
There's no invasion of migrants in our community, nor are there hordes of undocumented immigrants committing crimes against citizens.
The Biden administration has faced criticism from both parties over its handling of immigration and border security. I'm John Schaefer.
The Biden administration released a long-awaited study Wednesday that recommends allowing a major development of oil on Alaska's North Slope that supporters say could boost U.S. energy security. Climate activist opponents are calling the study a carbon bomb. ConocoPhillips Alaska had proposed five drilling sites as part of its Willow project. The Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, in the report calls for up to three drill sites initially. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.